Blog Talk Radio.
Another fun Thursday night here on Speak On It Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/speakonit11. It's a lot of here legend again back with my co-host Celebration and Cornell, the great Cornell.
Hey.
Yeah, that's right. And we back for another Thursday night. This will give you a quick rundown of what we're going to talk about tonight. Hopefully, of course, we always get off track, but this is what the plan is.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the NFL and Kaepernick, of course, which has been dominating the airwaves, the radio waves, the TV waves, and probably the waves in your head for the last 6 months. We're gonna talk about the Miami Dolphins coach that likes to hang on Sistrunk Boulevard on Friday nights, and right before he goes to practice. We'll get into that in a second. We're gonna also talk about Mark Rick and the comments that he made, and how he, in my opinion, is the quintessential Miami Hurricane because of what he said, how he says that Miami is not back unless they are ready to go toe-to-toe with everyone in the country, which Miami is not ready to do, in my opinion. Heisman favorite? I already got one, the winner of last year. Miami Heat NBA predictions, and Kyrie Irving is running his mouth, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Of course, we're going to have entertainment with Celebration to close out the show tonight. And, of course, Cordell will be letting us know who his quote-unquote clown of the week will be. So everybody,
we're
going to
be
sit
PC.
Back. Yeah, we're going to be PC. So everybody sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself and get ready for the ride. It's another Thursday night with the Lauderhill legend Cordell and Celebration live on blogtalkradio.com. On it, 11.
Hey.
We'll be right back.
All right, we back. Sugar, sugar, give me some. We back on this Thursday night in South Florida / Atlanta. Just
worldwide.
Before we get started, quick shout out to two South Florida programs for playing on ESPN 2. We got the Carroll City Chiefs versus the Northwestern Bulls. Northwestern is ranked in the country, I believe, and Carroll City is ranked very high in the state. So just a shout out to both of those programs and schools for making it. Now that I got that out the way, you know what? I'm gonna say that for the end of the night tonight. Anyway, we gonna go to Colin Kaepernick. Kaepernick again. we got some questions about Kaepernick. Now Kaepernick is making some statements saying saying that if he was to come back into the NFL, he would stand for the national anthem. Also, it now with him saying that, what do you do with all the other guys now that have been kneeling, sitting down, staying in the locker room or whatever? And then to top it off, you got Jerry Jones, who made some very, very off the wall comments that you basically better stand or you won't be playing for me. And you got lawyers throwing their hats into the mix now to see if it's even legal for him to do that. You got a lot of things going on. Cornell, I'd love to start with you. I'd love to hear your commentary on this. What you think about all this, my brother?
Hey, man, you witnessing the change, man. I told y'all when all that stuff first started, 20 years from now, y'all going to call Kaepernick something like an Ali, man.
Mm-hmm.
Something like an Ali, because he's changing the whole game. And I don't even understand how you can make somebody stand for the national anthem. I can remember back in school, some of the kids sat down during the national anthem or the Pledge of Allegiance because of religion. So how could you force somebody to stand for the national anthem? I'd like to see the whole Dallas Cowboy team, black, white, everybody kneel down and see if he forfeit the game. I like to see them hold his to the fight.
Well, do you think we'd ever see anything like that where it would be? Because at almost then you're looking at what almost might be a strike, basically. And, I mean, the last time the NFL went on strike was, what, 1987, when they allowed people like Suge Knight to play football. So I don't know if you're going to see a strike like that. I think it ain't no strike.
It's okay. You said if you kneel, you won't play,
and you can't do that.
You get half of the team to kneel down, and let's see what you do. Are you gonna forfeit the game? What are you gonna do? Or does the show go on? So you didn't really have to say nothing. You could have just.
I think he's bluffing.
They can't do that. He would win a lawsuit against them because there's no language in their rules that say they cannot kneel. They say you should not. So that removes the idea that they can be enforce any type of punishment or fines against them because there's no rule that says that they cannot do that. And right now, the NFL is talking about changing policy, but it's illegal. You can't tell somebody they can't protest.
Yeah, but see, professional sports is a profession in which you are paid whether you're on the field to play or not. I mean, you can do like Trent Dilfer and sit the bench for years and years and years and get a paycheck. So if you're being employed, you're being paid. So being on the field is just added incentive. You see what I'm saying? So I don't think to play the advocate, I don't think that it would be in the legal sense illegal for him to bench somebody. You can bench somebody for anything. Hell, I seen
can bench him. I just want to see if you do it.
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson benched man because he fumbled the damn ball. Now even though that was I actually cut somebody because he fumbled the ball one time. Now even though that's football related. Still, I mean, you can cut somebody.
That's at the coach's discretion. But what the owners can't do is put pressure on the coaches to punish a player for something not related to the game.
Technically, the owners can do what they want to do because they're the owners.
Nah. But their policy
just
doesn't
the other side of the fence. Just playing
but
the other
see, remember,
side of the fence.
Remember, that coach don't listen to that owner. That coach that don't listen to the owner gets fired.
Isn't a coach anymore, right? So it's all type indiscretion
going
on.
Here's the thing, though. Now, I'm just looking at it from my owner's perspective. You know, just that's a job. That's their job. And when you working on somebody's job, you just can't do what you want to do now.
You don't want to disrespect your employee.
Well,
you don't want to disrespect your employee.
It's like, you know, people, if you work for the school board,
mm-hmm.
while you on them people's job, you can't go and do what you want to do and expect nothing out of it. Whatever. If you violate their policy, if you're working for somebody, you kind of give up a little bit of your First Amendment, your freedom of speech. You know,
but the NFL commissioner,
you do.
The NFL commissioner said that there has been no change to the policy. He says, critical social issues. He says the league supports players taking stands on critical social issues, but he believed that the current protest was threatening to erode the unifying power of our game. That's what the commissioner said, Roger Goodell.
You know, Cornell, you bring up a real good point because free speech ain't free. Because, like you said, even though I got free speech as a citizen of the United States, in my position from Monday through Friday, for whatever hours, I don't even know what hours I work because I work whatever
you don't
I
have
work,
set hours, right?
Exactly. So that'll tell you something right there. But when I don't have free speech like everyone else.
Even when you're not working,
I can't get on Facebook or Twitter and even give my personal feelings about social issues. You rarely see me do that unless it's football. The only thing, and that's the thing about sports, I always have thought that sports was hands-off when it came to certain things such as politics, racism, social inequalities, economics. You just go to a Dolphin game. When I go to a Dolphin game, unless Quan Russell give me some tickets or give me a discount or hook me up, I'm sitting in the 400 area. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm in the 400 area. You know why? Because I'm just as broke as everybody else up there. And when the Dolphins score and they play that song, you know what song I'm talking about. When they start playing that song, everybody up there high-fiving everybody. Ain't nobody thinking about Obama. Ain't nobody thinking about Bush. And ain't nobody damn sure thinking about Trump. Okay? So that's the point I'm trying to make is that sports usually was hands-off when it came to that. Like I'll always say, I went to a high school and a college that were totally different dynamic-wise and demographic-wise. And when it came to football, it was football. Ain't nobody cared nothing about who was this and who was in office and what was going on and all of that. So that's the only thing I'm saying, but free speech ain't free. And now that it's kind of spewed its way over into football because of Kaepernick, now you're seeing a whole different dynamic to this that we haven't seen in years. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. He went on record as saying he did not say he would not kneel. That came out this week where they were saying Colin Kaepernick said if he starts to work again, he's ready to play. About 3 days ago, he said that the tweet or whatever went out that said he would agree to stand. He said that is not true.
Okay, well,
he too dug in right now. You done started something. Well, really, whatever you started, you maybe got. I would say 3 to 4% of the players that's still kneeling for the original cause. What they're kneeling for now, I have no idea.
Well, some of them are kneeling for Trump's comments about, you know, calling them SOBs and all of that.
That wasn't what the original thing. That wasn't the original.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
So now
they turned
it all around now, man. It's I don't know what they're kneeling for, and really just playing devil's advocate. What's the end game?
Well, I haven't heard them, and I'm playing the advocate again, yeah. But I haven't heard them make any reference to those whom were either murdered by the police, killed by the police, or whatever you want to call it. I haven't even heard. It's like it's all about them now. You know what
right.
I mean? I haven't heard no reference to Tamir Rice. I haven't heard a reference to any of the young black males that were murdered, because that's what, you know, this started for. You know, this mm-hmm. is what it all started. But I haven't even heard, and I'm not talking about Kaepernick. I'm talking about the other guys that are kneeling. You know, and then mm-hmm. and then, you know, we had.
Go ahead. I think the Dolphin, he brought that up. He said they were losing focus on what they were kneeling for, Kenny Stevens. So
yeah.
really, it was dying down.
Yeah.
I think it would have turned it out. Until Trump said what he said, and it just threw gas
he
on
poured
the fire.
Gasoline on the fire, yeah.
And then Jerry Jones threw another can of gas on the fight.
Yep.
Now you're almost challenging somebody, man.
Basically, it's almost like saying, and it comes out that way, like, boy, I dare you to do it. You know,
yeah.
Most of them, I'm pretty sure, come from the same type of area we come from, where when you get dared to do something by somebody, you got to react to it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like, you going to try me?
Yeah, you can't just sit there. And I've never been in a position where I was paid X amount of dollars to play a sport and had to listen. But I know what it's like to listen to someone that is a quote-unquote superior or manager or boss of yours. I know what that's like. And it's one thing amongst men and women that is, to me, is immeasurable, and you can't put a dollar amount on it, and that's respect. You just don't
right.
sit up there and talk to nobody in a kind of way. I learned that
nope.
my first day as an AP. You know, just because I'm in charge don't mean I talk to anybody in a kind of way now. You don't just
That's right.
you just don't tell nobody, you know, hey, get over
yeah.
here, you do this and go do that. All right, well, you start doing that, you won't be lasting long. And that's my thing. He came off. And I never met the guy. I don't know him personally. I mean, I never met nobody with that much money in my life. But he came off as basically drawing a line in the sand and daring you to cross it. You know,
right?
So,
and really, if they kneel, okay, you can bench them, but you still got to pay them.
Mm-hmm. You still got to pay them. They're still employed.
You just got
wow.
to pay the terms of the contract like any other business. Let me tell you something. The NFL ain't nothing but a business, and all of them ain't nothing but outside contractors. That's all.
Yeah, they all are
independent
contractors.
They're independent contractors. Each one of you got a different contract. Even though you
right.
do have a union, cool, but y'all have an independent contract.
Everybody don't
contract.
Get paid the same. Mm-hmm.
That's right. I work with the assistant principal, who's paid on the same salary schedule as me. So that means
right.
if she was hired the same year I was hired, we make the same exact base salary. Now, if she was
right.
hired a year before me, she makes X amount
she
of dollars
more
because you get a cost of living increase or whatever they really want to call it. But
incremental raise every
I
year.
Mm-hmm. I can't run down there to KCW and negotiate my contract for the next 3 years based on my performance and all of that. All right, even though for all of y'all listening, there is something called performance-based pay for administrators, but that's a whole different story, and that don't have nothing to do with what I'm talking about. But it's different. The NFL is totally different. You are contracted basically to play a sport for X amount of years, and here's the great part about it with the NFL. Well, not great, but here's the part about the NFL. If your performance is not up to their standards, they can cut you and not pay you.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Your money ain't guaranteed. So
mm-hmm.
it was set up a long time ago for all of this. I hate to say it, but I know a lot of them brothers out there probably don't want to stand. Some of them probably don't want to stand just because he said that. Some of the ones
yeah.
who were standing probably like, yeah, That'll make me want to kneel down now that you say that. But everybody
got family. Yeah, because he didn't have to say nothing, man. He didn't.
Yeah.
He tried.
If he'd have kept quiet, if he'd have kept quiet, it would have just.
He had more of my respect when he sat out there right before he said that, and he held hands with everybody and all of that.
That was a front.
No, but I'm gonna say why, Cornell. It might have been a photo op. It might have been political. It might have been that. But remember one thing: he a billionaire. He didn't have to do that. He ain't taking no money out of his pocket. Trust me. He ain't
having that.
So that's the way I look at that. That's the only way I look at it. I know they got ulterior motives. I know that. I know how America works. We all do, you know. It's hard to do. A lot of people don't do something for nothing no more. You know what I'm saying? But he ain't even had to do that part. So that's what I said. But then it just came out. It was all a big joke anyway. And Ray Lewis the same way. Both sides.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, don't get on that food.
Uh-huh. It was the same thing. You know, you can be hypocritical in entertainment, but don't be hypocritical in social and political issues.
Yeah, I know
people are going to probably say Tupac was hypocritical, but he was an entertainer. All right, he wasn't no politician. He wasn't no.
But
He was consistently inconsistent. That's what he was.
Tupac was a walking contradiction. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was.
I'm glad we offered this guy. But Tupac was a walking contradiction.
And hey, he was
consistently inconsistent, Cleo, right?
We're gonna get off of Tupac for a minute. We wanted to see some rest in peace. Right now, for y'all that's listening and want to know, Northwestern is up 13-7 on ESPN.
No.
So you can watch it. We're gonna go to a quick station break, and we'll be right back. We're gonna talk about the University of Miami and Mark Rick and that garbage quarterback. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. In my age staff. Old school. Uh-huh. Okay, shut up. Uh-huh. Okay, what's up? Shut up. Uh-huh. Okay, what's up?
Okay,
shut up. Uh-huh. Okay,
they
what's up? Shut up. Uh-huh. Okay, what's up?
Right around in my brand new 99 Fogo and Volvo. I got a pocket full of beans, smoke a weed and ain't got no place to go, though. But all my bogan boys, they know, though. That's for sure, though.
Are those
blue-white
jeans you're wearing?
Hell nah, ho, you know they polos. I've been used again, accused again. Then it's time been rolling top of something done by one of my using friends. Soon as they seen the bands, hit the season was in. Hell, cause they feeling me, but I understand and they reason being. But I'm the man for this. While y'all was doing fine, I was doing time just praying for this. Locked up, make a plan for this. Without all that fancy shit, way too advanced for this. Got polo socks, tank tops, and drawers up under my pants. Shit.
Got a verse in the book of thugs. So when I come through this show,
of your gun.
What's up with the keys to the truck?
Yo, lady say got bees in the cut.
What's up with the safe with the combo?
Open that shit, nigga, fuck all the convo.
Station, what's up with your Haitian? Probably got birds in the safe house waiting.
What's up, where you scroll the D?
I ain't got shit but a quarter key.
Nigga, you better not be playing me. You gon' bleed that, you understand me?
What's up? You ready to go? You ready to get to the blue fofo?
What's up?
Fuck, nigga, say something. You go crunk, you ready to spray something.
Gunplay, how I got the stripes.
Two, four, three, turn out the lights.
Gunplay, how I got the stripes.
Okay, turn out the light.
Uh-huh. Okay, what's up? Shut up. Uh-huh. Okay, what's up?
All right, we back. But you know, I do want to kind of touch on one more thing with the Kaepernick. Kaepernick.
Oh Lord! Hit it, Cap. Please hit it. Please hit it, Cap.
Kaepernick. One more thing about it. I would like to know. Seriously. Listen to this. Number one, it's moved over to other sports. You had somebody in baseball that did it. They kneeled down. And also, I'm wondering.
A hockey player, too.
A hockey player did it. And what about it at things like the public school, high school level? I've been doing research. I'm just wondering, in case this is something that we faced with, how do you deal with this? Does anybody know? Because, see, public school is sacred territory now with this, in my opinion. Because. Now you're dealing with all other kind of, I don't know. But
that high school up in Washington, the entire team took a knee, and it made headlines a month ago.
That also sparked a Facebook post.
Yeah.
I think it was Gruber. Was it Gruber that did it, or was it Gibson? Well, anyway,
it was Eleanor Payne. No,
okay.
It wasn't. It was Dwight McKenzie.
There you go, Dwight McKenzie. Okay, well, for those of you all that don't know, obviously don't know who these people are. Those are all classmates of ours. Anyway, long story short, Dwight McKenzie posted made a post about the team that the whole team that kneeled down, and the first comment came from a classmate / teammate of ours. Now remember, now all us was together. This is why I tell you this stuff messes up sports now. All us used to be together in the locker room. And I ain't going to say no names of who said this, but he came on there and said,
Do it like you did last week. Call him out, man.
Call him out.
Well, Steve Gruber came on there and said.
There you go.
He said, I fired a coach and the whole damn team. And his comment sparked probably like 200 comments. Between all of us that played together, people, I really ain't gonna say all the names of people that was commenting now. But
I'm guessing that was, you know, I ain't gonna need to cut be around with one of these white teammates.
Yeah, he was.
For the sake of being
politically correct. He was, and if it makes any difference, you had some actually going against him, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So it went back and forth. But like I explained to everybody on the inbox, because, again, I can't get on there. Like I explained to them on the inbox, I said, y'all act like we ain't never played football together. And nobody had a comment for that.
I'm going to tell you like this, Tommy. I'm going to tell you like this. You know, when you're on the field, you out there playing sports. You don't care whether you're white, black, or whatever. But when you get off that field, now you're in the real world. And you know, sometimes you ain't on the same team when you ain't on the field with each other.
That's white or black.
That's white or black.
True. I mean, we've all seen felt discrimination. And I think we've all felt it, and I mean everybody, from all races. I mean, you might know it came from one more than another, but we felt discrimination. Anyway, this ain't the political hour. This is the sports hour. So let's get back to some
reports, Mark Rick says that the University of Miami is not Now, listen, they say they are not back. He says Miami is not back until they can play with everybody in the country. Do you think the University of Miami can play with a team like a USC, or can they play with Clemson? You think they can play with USC with that quarterback?
I think USC is overrated. Nah,
well, Clemson, they got a good quarterback. They got the number one quarterback.
The Clemson thing can be answered pretty quick. The Clemson thing could be answered pretty easily. Keep winning, and they keep winning, and it's inevitable. So the Clemson thing, that's a – I mean,
I
can take
Miami
care of itself.
But hopefully I'm a jinx. I do not believe that Miami can beat Clemson. But I said
nor
the same thing about Florida State. And my team
Clemson better than them on the defense. And, you know, the quarterback we got, he won the game.
He won the game.
What game
you was watching?
The man threw three touchdowns,
Man, that man ain't won.
I will say this. He'll make some passes where you'll be like, man, okay. And then the next three or four passes, you'll be like, what the hell is he looking at?
His best throw is the back shoulder throw.
Exactly.
He throws it time and time again, very, very well, and the receivers adjust to it well. As far as sitting in the pocket and picking people off, he's not very good at it, or he hasn't shown to be very good at that. But his best throw, even that play against McFadden, was a back shoulder throw. In fact, I think two of his touchdown passes were back shoulder throws.
Who do you see with the better upside, him or Blackman from Florida State?
Oh, Blackman, you watching an NFL quarterback.
So right now, if you had your pick out of two quarterbacks, right now to be your starter, who would you have, him or Blackman?
I would take Blackman.
I would
got a better upside.
That's my point. Don't be sitting up here saying Rozier is this, that, and other. Rozier is God.
He won the game, Tommy.
He didn't win that game. Come on, man. Come on.
Now, if he would have threw three picks, you'd have said he lost.
He threw, how many did he throw? He threw one or two.
He threw one pick and three touchdowns. He threw three touchdowns.
I'm going to say this. Hey. He played the game of his life against Florida State. I give him that. But don't be writing no articles about him being a legend. Don't.
I saw some article about him being a legend. What I will say, though, Tommy, that last drive, hey, man, the man let him hang out there, man. I ain't seen nobody put a last drive on like that since for the University of Miami against Florida State since Ken Dorsey. Nah, I ain't saying he is as good as Ken Dorsey. But, hey, he came through. They scored. Florida State came down to score. And he got a minute and 24 seconds left, and he went right back down 75 yards. So I got to give the man his credit. What I don't like about him is if that first man ain't open, he just, instead of being like a quarterback that run with his head up and try to look for somebody to come open, he just cut the ball and put his head down and run. I don't like that.
I'm not going to hate him for the next year. I don't think so, because I think Nkosi Perry is going to be the one to take over that anyway. And you know what? And Miami got lucky. Got very lucky that Justin Fields didn't come to Miami. I mean, he got lucky, because if Justin Fields would have come to Miami with Mark Rick, like they were talking about him doing, all of them could have sat on the bench.
You talking about the kid from Harrison?
That's right, from Harrison High School in Kennesaw. He on TV right now.
Well, hold the phone now. Well, hold the phone because Jack Allison probably gonna leave Georgia. Probably gonna leave Georgia. And come to the U is my bet. So that could
not Jack Allison. You ain't talking about Jack Allison. You talking about what's his name?
I'm talking about the kid from Georgia. What's his name? The one
that got hurt. Well, I don't think he's from the University of Miami because they ain't running that type of offense no more. They running spread option now. He's a drop back quarterback.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I know who you're talking about, Clee. I can't think of his name right now.
Jack Allison, he left.
You know, that's how it go. The cream just rides to the top. That's how it is, you know.
You gotta go on and get a man his credit, man. When you get dug in on somebody, man, you start letting your personal feeling. Once you get dug in on them and you don't like them, I don't care what they do, you ain't gonna like
them. Tommy, if your argument would have been he beat a tired Florida State defense, I could see that. But your argument is just straight up. You don't like. Basically, you just don't like. He did exploit a tired Florida State defense that was left on the field for way too long. Okay, that was left on the field for way too long.
I retract some of my statements on him, but I will not retract the fact that coming out of high school, he was not a large recruit. I will not retract the fact that coming out of high school, the University of Alabama did not even recruit him, and he was from the state of Alabama.
Ed Reed wasn't a big recruit.
Now let me tell you something. Nick Saban is a finicky dude. You got to be a certain kind of person. There could have been anything along that recruiting process where Nick Saban said, "No, that's it." I mean, Nick Saban is went and got a darn quarterback from Hawaii. So his recruiting practices are different than most. You understand what I'm saying? So to say that he didn't get recruited by Alabama is not a good gauge for the simple fact of who is at Alabama.
Okay, he didn't get recruited by Ohio State, Clemson, USC, Texas, or Georgia. He didn't have any more big offers, Clee. He didn't.
Was he better than Torrance Gibson, the kid from American Heritage that beat the hell out of us in the state championship?
Judged by high school accolades only, he didn't come close to Torrance Gibson.
Right.
Okay.
And they were in the same class, and he picked Ohio State. I mean, you're not gonna sign five quarterbacks for the sake of signing them. I mean, we're talking apples and oranges when it comes to the recruiting season.
I will never listen. Part of my reason. Part of my problem with this, though, Clee, everybody on here, is the fact that they took him and didn't take Tyler Huntley from Hallandale. That's the problem.
See, there you go. There you go. Well, I watched UConn the other night, Tommy. What happened to him? I ain't see him on the field.
Who are you talking about? Who? He hurt right now. He's gonna win the Heisman. See, that's what this all boiled down to. Here's a kid that's in your backyard. His high school is less than 20 minutes away from the campus, and you go to Alabama. Now I know that.
Well, you got to talk to Al Golden about that, man.
Did you ask him that when you
were skinning and grinning with him?
You know, that day I was skinning and grinning with him in the hallway. That's when he was there. Listen, you ain't gonna believe this. He was there for Tyler Huntley and number 17 for Carroll City right now. That's what he was there for. 17 was a freshman then.
But
those are the people he was there for.
somebody that's seen the whole recruiting process for the last 20 years, Godbee had Mr. Football in A.J. Graham back in 2008, and Florida State did not recruit him, and he was voted the number one football player in the state of Florida. Tommy, you saw him with your own eyes. He had 42 touchdowns and 5 interceptions before the state championship game, and Florida State didn't recruit him. So that's just how the game is played.
I have a rebuttal for that. You know why I have a rebuttal for that? Look at the consistency at the quarterback position at Florida State since that time. Look at that consistency. They were so consistent, they didn't need the Mr. Football in their own backyard. Tyler Huntley was a Mr. Football, too. Yeah, 3,600 yards his senior year. And the University of Miami don't get it?
That was some of the worst years in Florida State history after that. I mean, It was 3 years later that Bobby Bowden was outed at that point.
So who was the quarterback then at 08?
That's the problem. I can't even remember that, and I live here. I can't even remember who it was, but it wasn't
AJ.
AJ Graham.
We can figure it out. It was Ponder. Who was after Rick? Was it EJ?
I think it was Christian. Know who was after Rick?
Ponder.
It was a black kid.
It was Drew Weatherford. Xavier Lee, he left the team or whatever. So it was Drew Weatherford. And then after Weatherford was who? Was Ponder, right? Ponder in the NFL,
after Ponder,
right?
No, not anymore.
Okay, but he played in the NFL. Then after Ponder was who? Was EJ, right?
EJ.
He in the NFL now. And then after EJ was who? Was Winston.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, look at the consistency there. Look at that. That's my point. Now go back
look at the consistency, but you also talked about Ohio State. Look at the consistency there at quarterback. Why you said they didn't recruit him? Well, look at the consistency at Alabama at that time. I mean, as far as Greg McElroy and all of those guys winning national championships.
Please, you compare apples and oranges, though. You compare apples
and
oranges because Tom Gibson.
We're talking about
Tom
recruiting.
Gibson was 5-star. He could have played receiver. He was a 5-star.
Right.
So everybody in the country is going to recruit him. So it don't matter about the situation with somebody like that. See, Rozier and Tyler.
My point exactly.
Let it be known.
They went
Tyler,
after Torrance Gibson
only,
at Ohio State.
Tyler was only a 3-star in high school coming into his senior year.
I wouldn't give a darn about none of them stars. You hear me? As a person that's been around it, I don't care nothing about all that. You got 5 stars that are bums, and no stars are running around in the NFL right now. So no.
True. You got that right, but you got to understand, you were a coach. See, I'm on the outside. I don't have no other way to rank nobody. So that's the only way. But what you're saying is true. Because I've seen the data on that, so you're right about that. But remember, I don't have no other way to rank nobody because I ain't coaching, I ain't evaluating that.
So Tommy, this thing with Malik Rozier, is this personal with you?
Yes, he's all but admitted that. If you just ain't gonna give this kid no
credit for coming through in the clutch, breaking a 7-year losing streak. You ain't gonna do that.
If I see him in person, I'm going to straighten out his curly head. That's what I'm going to do.
Lord have mercy. That's
what I'm going to do.
This man to my peanut
I'm straighten him out. That's what I'm going to do.
Tell you got to let it go, man.
Hit him with a say what, Tap. Golly.
Say what?
I'm just playing around, man.
Say what?
That's right.
Hey, listen,
Rozier, that kid played a good game, man.
He played
out shaky.
He played his heart out. And like I said, he did good. And they made a movie about people that play their heart out.
This is the issue I had with it. They've been hyping up this defense for God knows how long. And y'all let a true freshman do y'all the business. Two true freshmen, the running back and the quarterback.
That running back
is a bad man. That running back's a bad man. Yeah, he's a bad man.
Listen, both of them just got out of high school.
Will be a force to be reckoned with in the years to come. You hear me? What I saw.
They're gonna do it with a lot of new coaches because it's not looking good up in this way, brother.
Let me tell you, which hurts. If he can turn this season around and not get fired, he's gonna win another championship in Florida State.
Who, Jimbo Fisher?
Jimbo
lose the rest of the game this year and half on next year, he ain't getting fired. What are you talking about?
Well,
Jimbo
bad.
Ain't going
well,
nowhere.
Long as he going to win another championship.
But
you
listen,
can put your bottom dollar on that, boy. He going
to
win
that
one.
That kid, black man, give him two more years and he'll be a Heisman Trophy candidate. That other Francois kid, you're going to have to find somewhere to go. Watch and see what I can.
Who, DeAndre? Don't be crazy. DeAndre's the man. DeAndre's a better quarterback. He's so cerebral. The only quarterback that was on Florida State's roster that was better than DeAndre Francois is DeAndre Johnson, is the kid who punched the girl. Now he was a different breed. Francois is a student of the game. Blackman plays off of a lot of God-given talent. Francois works and is a man. I'm telling you,
Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
By the time that kid, by the end of this year, you see this kid grow from quarter to quarter. By the time the end of this year, and then going into next year, you're gonna have a hell of a time sitting him down.
I know that's right.
Nah. Mm-mm. It's gonna be hard to
send him back to the bench. Now, Francois ain't never impressed me. To be honest, I never knew why Florida State came out ranked number 3. Because the one who made that who made the engine go, he's in the NFL right now. It was the Dalvin Cook show. It wasn't the Francois show.
Yeah. So Francois taking all those big hits and never complaining, standing up in there. The whole nine didn't impress you?
Taking a big hit don't impress me.
Really?
No.
Oh.
It's like saying somebody get punched in the face. That impressed me. I'm impressed by the dude that's doing the punching.
Oh, there it is.
Oh,
hey, what?
Okay. So you respecting the shooter. Okay. So you respecting the shooter. Okay. So him coming in. Him coming in there and taking licks and then coming right back and complete strikes to people isn't impressive. That's interesting. That sounds like the thoughts of a man who's never had to look behind the barrel of the gun. That's what
But they don't impress me to get shot.
Yeah, speaking of taking hits. Speaking of taking hits, I'm sorry to intervene, guy, but we got 8 minutes. Speaking of taking hits, or better yet, snorting lines, the coach from the Miami Dolphins was seen on video snorting what a white powdery substance.
And it was cocaine.
Reportedly could be cocaine, according to the media. Now, I'm just reporting how it was reported in the Sun Sentinel. He also on the video professed his love to his presumed mistress. Look at Hippolyte. To his mistress. and then also made a sexual reference as he took the last hit.
You
he
like
is
that part, don't you? You like that part.
Celebration.
I like it. Hold on, Tommy. Let me say this. I would like to commend that young lady for putting that video out. She's a true freedom fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see her reasons for putting it out?
No, but
yep.
I'm going to let you explain.
Since y'all sit around here talking about all these black players like Kaepernick, no disrespecting the flag and da-da-da, I'm going to show y'all what y'all white coaches. So I commend this freedom fighter, and I'm actually thinking about starting her GoFundMe page.
Hey.
Well, did they tell you the part about how she asked for some money and didn't get it, and then that's why she did that?
It don't matter. It don't matter. She is a freedom fighter, nonetheless. Did they tell you that Rosa Parks was in the NAACP and that whole busted thing could have been saved? It don't matter.
I want to hear celebrity news right now. I'd love to hear celebrity news because I think Celebration is going to touch on some of it. So please, can we get to this one, please? I want to hear that.
Yeah, go ahead. We're waiting on the entertainment news. Go ahead, Celebration. We're waiting. Go ahead.
Well, I didn't intend to talk about that particular coach or the exotic, the prostitute who outed him. But you know what? How the old saying goes, was done in the dark, will come to light, so it was well deserved. And in lieu of dismissing him or terminating him, he gets to go to rehab because he has a problem. I believe the stripper slash prostitute said her biggest goal was to make sure he gets the help that he needs. In other news.
I didn't see that part. That's very noble.
Yeah.
That's very noble of her.
She's a freedom fighter. Mm-hmm. She's a freedom fighter, just like you said, Cornell. I do have some other news. It's kind of related to sports and the entertainment world. Our very own Luther Campbell was honored on the BET Hip Hop Awards. We all know how much Tommy loves BET. But yes, they were representing the 305 so well. And the final part of the show where he got to do all of his songs, everybody was front and center. He showed love to all the South Florida audience, well, all the rappers that are from Miami. And he did pave the way for freedom of speech. You know, he said he invented the parental advisory sticker, and now it's used on everything that's recorded if there's something in there that will be considered inappropriate
for
children.
They won't pay him
for
it. He's trying to get paid for that. He needs to get paid
for
that.
He needs to.
Yeah.
He imagined that.
I got a problem with Luke because I seen him on an interview and he tried to downplay the Great Jam Pony Express. I don't know where they from, Tampa or somewhere. What do you mean you don't know where they from?
Yeah, he did.
Jam Pony Express from Fort Lauderdale. What you mean? Mm-hmm.
Rural Pony. They from right there. They from right there, Rural Pony.
Ever since then, that brought me back to the days where the Miami Cats and the Lauderdale Cats didn't get along. I said, that's what another Miami nigga disrespecting Fort Lauderdale.
You know what? Well,
my life.
He got his just desserts. He deserved that award. And even our favorite girl, Cardi B, he pulled her up off the – he mentioned her in his speech and pulled her from the audience to allow her to twerk to one of his very famous booty shaking songs. So he showed love.
And you
party.
Know what
he
did? What now? You know what an award show where you got grown people on stage acting a fool. What an award show.
The hip hop award. He pulled Cardi B. She is the second female rap artist in history to make a Billboard Top 100 number one, and she has held on to that spot for 3 weeks now. So she has definitely
she's a hustler of the year.
And hip.
She's a hustler of the year.
Well, I give her credit like Malik Rozier. You know, they came with no stars or no credentials and made it to the top. I give them credit. But
she did.
Cardi
she
is
did.
The
she
hustler
did.
Of the year.
Cardi,
you'll see what.
But yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I watched her progression. I started watching her when she was posting videos to YouTube and Vine. She literally grinded all the way up to the top, and, you know, respect is due. Her birthday was yesterday, too, as a matter of fact.
25. Mm-hmm. Did you see her twerking then? 25. Hustler of the year. Good Lord.
I have to give Malik Rozier. They winning for this year.
Say what?
But let's see where you'll be.
That's right.
Let's just see where you are next year.
Say so. What?
Okay. Got one last story for you. As you know, my cousin, Gilbert Arenas, even though they call him Gilbert Arenas, he is he is co-hosting with Mia Khalifa, the highest search porn hub.
Lord, have mercy.
She is known for her physical exploits as a porn star. So they have been given a show on the Complex Network. And I will be sure to post the info about the show, but it comes on, it debuts October 16th at 2 p.m. You can also catch it on YouTube, and it is from Complex News. And, yeah, he said the first time he calls her out of name, he's going to get fired. Everybody knows Gilbert has no filter. I'm interested in seeing what they're going to do. It's a daily talk show as well. I'm going to be on every day.
I love the fact that she tried to slide in the DM, and he exposed her like she exposes so many other people day in and day out. Now, that part, I just love.
Look,
I mean,
listen,
he told her he was going to trick for 150 tops and not take it a leap. And she's the one that normally trolls people like that.
Well, I think that was part of the build-up promotion. I think it was early promotion before they rolled out the announcement yesterday that the name of the show is Out of Bounds. And he did post something about that the day before yesterday, saying that she slid into his DM. And it's mighty funny that today, now they're promoting the show, is set to air on October 16th. And
man,
that is called Out of Bounds.
They did that.
They did that for publicity.
That's all. That's elementary.
That's
all I
got. Yeah. Cornell. I got caught up watching this game. What's that?
Who going to be the clown of the week this week, sir?
I don't know, man. I ain't even been.
Can we give it to Mike Pence? Can we give it to Mike Pence?
You ever see them two black chicks who run around supporting Trump all the time? I think they call themselves doing a diss track on Eminem.
Eminem's diss track was epic on the BET Awards.
No, I wouldn't. Knock it off.
I think he did a good job.
I'm gonna give you a good thing on that. You ever seen when black people say stuff for the longest, and then when a white boy say, "Oh, like, you see a little white boy who can dance real good, he can dance, but you know, other people can do it better." As soon as the white boy do it,
he invited to the
cookout.
He invited to the cookout.
That's all just happened. I mean, he's being a nice little rap. But he ain't saying that ain't nobody else been saying. But when he said
he tried to use his privilege that he was born with to shed some light. But the white folks gave him over to us. So it really fell on.
Oh, yeah.
It only got the audience.
Well, hey, listen, I don't know nothing about it.
Hey, don't get my opinion now. This ain't got nothing to do with a lot of you listen.
Look here, man. Hey, we
say what?
We all work. Say
what?
Like I said, man, it's freedom of speech ain't always free, man. So, you know, it is what it is. But hey, listen, we're going to wrap this thing up. We'll be back next. Oh, you know what? Next Thursday for the show, we're going to have to talk about what time we're going to do it, because I got a trip I got to go on and be out of town, so y'all might have to hold it down for me. We will be at Halloween Hard Night. Hey, speaking of Halloween Hard Nights and being scared, let me tell you
something. This man's all over the place. Like,
Cornell, last night, long story short, man, let me tell you something. And Cleon laughed because I already told him. Cornell, I ain't never been this scared in my life. I went, long story short, I went to a friend of mine's house to fix his water pipe. His water was running. And I had to go over there put it this way, in an affluent neighborhood at 10:30 at night. I was on the side of the house trying to fix a pipe. Cornell, when that man walked up on me, all I could think about, boy, it was for me, boy, when the neighbor walked up on me. I thought I was done, boy. That man scared me so, man, it's a long story. But, hey, listen, stay away from all that at night, ladies and gentlemen. You know, do what you got to do. Everybody have a good night. We getting on out of here. Kara City, losing. 7-13. I'm going to say that again. Kara City is losing.
Come on, Chief. Come on, Chief.
Hey, look here. I'm going to say, shout out to Legend Moore. Shout out to Aaron Morgan. They did go to Hallandale. I give them credit, and they're on TV playing now. I ain't about to be hating on nobody because everybody say that about me. They say I hate on the quarterback. They go Legend right there running the ball. Look at that. And he just fumbled it. All right, well, y'all have a good night. We're going to get on out here. I'm going to continue my Halloween Horror Night story. Cleon has already heard it. So, go on and play the music, man. We out of here, man. Everybody have a good night. Yeah.